there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. It's a Mead Friday at that. We got some movement with college football. Have that for you coming up. Traeger grills have been fired up since early this morning. In case you're wondering, and I know you are, chimichurri smoked ribeyes, garlic mashed potatoes, and roasted broccoli with Parmesan. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Including tonight, we get to go watch Todd Fritz pretty much put an end to his music career. I mean, he gets to go out there
and
continue his music career. He gets to sing with Darius Rucker, the award-winning country music star who's allowed Todd to sing two songs. This is sort of a male version of Star is Born. It's like you and Darius on stage, sort of like Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Hopefully a better ending, but I think that this could be that big night.
It could be America's got a lot of nerve thinking they have talent.
It kind of weren't either. I wasn't done yet, but it's okay.
Fritzy has not seen A Star is Born. That's a big movie.
I think it's been remade many times. I saw the original one with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, but not the other one.
Did have somebody reach out that he's getting married today. Any last-minute wedding day advice? My fiance will be walking down the aisle to a Hall & Oates song and would love it if Fritzy could dedicate his performance to us tonight. I don't think you need to go out there and say, hey, this is for Sean Ellison and his wife. I'm dedicating this performance.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys.
I just hope you stay on the beat.
So do I.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing I worry about is you will get ahead of yourself. You speak fast. I hope you don't sing fast enough.
And when you're a little nervous, you tend to talk.
And don't go blue, all right? No language if, you know, something goes south like it did at Caroline's. Yeah, don't need to go blue.
What the F is up, Bridgeport? I could just get that out of the way. Curse.
Hall of Fame game.
What I got, you mother grabbing dude.
Hall of Fame game last night. Browns beat the Jets. The over-under was 33.5, and they went over 21-16. The Angels haven't won since the trade deadline. Shohei Ohtani did hit his 40th home run last night. Do you have a new poll question for the final hour? The popular Roger Bennett from Men in Blazers will join us coming up a little bit. We'll ask about the influx of stars like Tom Brady, some professional golfers, Jordan Spieth, wanting a piece of soccer teams. What do you have for me?
Hour one, Dan, we had which disappointing quarterback will end up being good. Right now, Trey Lance still running away with that one over Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield. We also have tonight Todd's performance will be incredible or incredibly bad. Oh. Right now, it is 52-48 that it'll be incredible. And we also just threw up there a controversial take in the room. Is George Michael's song Careless Whisper a jam? Hell yeah or LOL? Right now, hell yeah, 60-40 split.
Wow.
But when you jam with somebody, you don't sing that kind of song. right? Yeah, Marv.
I think we might have two different definitions of the word jam. Like a jam is
yeah,
a
I have
song.
A right one and you have the wrong one.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
I think there might be a difference between a jam and my jam. My jam can be any song, a song that you jam to. Mm. But that song is a jam, usually more upbeat.
Because there's a jam like Fish, right, is a jam band. Mm-hmm. Then there's also like a MC5 Kick Out the Jams. That's a totally different type of thing, but this song's a jam.
Hmm.
Jock jams.
Jock jams.
Yeah. And who was on Jock jams? I was. Actually, they gave me a gold record because I think there's one of my catchphrases is on there.
What did you really? What did you do?
I don't know what it was. Like, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him or something.
They just randomly had that inserted in the seat. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think Dick Vitale is on Jock jams. But I got a gold.
Jock jams is awesome, yeah. Baby.
I don't know where I have it.
Who let the dogs out?
I don't know where that is. It's somewhere in the building. Maybe down the hallway.
It's down by Mario. Yeah.
It's down by Mario's office. But yeah, they gave me a gold record for Jock jams.
That's great.
All right. So we'll talk some soccer with Roger Bennett, Men in Blazers. So it's USA versus Netherlands or
Sweden?
Sweden. Yeah. Okay. And that is Saturday?
That is Saturday. Yeah. That's going to be a tough one. Sweden's a good team.
What time is that going to be on?
Oh, it's like 3 a.m., I think, something like that.
I must be lonely. Yeah. Yeah, a little Matchbox 20.
Yeah, maybe you heard of it. Speaking of jams.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was wrong. It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
It's actually more doable.
Pac-12 has a meeting. I believe it's going on right now. And they're discussing the media deal and the signing of a grant of rights. As others have reported, as bleak as it looked late Thursday night, numerous sources express optimism. The Pac-12 can halt most or even all defectors. And so many moving parts and uncertainties. Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports reporting this. Yes, Paulie.
This just in from Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. Quote, it's a roller coaster. Minutes before Pac-12 president's meeting was about to begin, Oregon officials expressed further concerns about the Apple deal, sources tell Yahoo Sports. Pac-12 now expected to resolve this morning, but Ralph Druso of the Associated Press reports that Big Ten has a meeting this morning any minute. So Oregon, you could read what you want about Oregon there.
ESPN reported that Arizona is in deep discussions about joining the Big 12. I'd have to think if Arizona goes, Arizona State would go. But I'm not sure what Oregon and Washington are going to do. And it still come back to, hey, if USC, you know, UCLA, Colorado go, Arizona State, our path to getting a berth in the playoffs just got a lot easier in the Pac-12. They'll eventually add other schools. But, you know, if you're Oregon and Washington, you want to jump into the Big Ten. And, you know, there's significant more money there. Also, obviously, it's a better TV deal with Fox. Also, NBC carrying the Big Ten. What's the SEC do, if anything? Is the ACC going to be the next domino to fall? If Florida State truly wants out, and then Clemson, do they follow suit? So there's still a lot of moving parts, and the college football season starts in a couple of weeks. This is going to be there probably all year long. Is it 2 weeks from tomorrow? 3 weeks from tomorrow? Is that when we're in Dublin?
Week zero, they're calling it.
Notre Dame, yeah. Come on. Notre Dame and Navy will be there. A couple of phone calls in here. And let's see, where do we go today? How about Josh in Fort Wayne? Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. That's how you doing?
Good, Josh. Good.
Got a little advice for Fritzy, if I could, I got a quick trivia question for you for the Danettes.
Okay.
25 years ago, Dan had a cameo in an absolutely awesome movie. Do you guys know what movie that is?
So 25 years ago today, I had a cameo in a movie?
Just this year, 25 years ago this year.
Okay, 25 years ago, cameo.
Basketball.
How about
Waterboy?
No.
Okay. What was it?
Basketball.
Oh, Seton just said that. Yeah.
I just said it in an Irish accent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so 25 years ago, my life changed when I was in that movie. Not really. It was, you know, you're on a movie set, and then you're going, where's everybody else? Like, where are the stars? And then it was just Kenny Mayne and I. We were on a movie set, sterile movie set. I think we were in Los Angeles, and then we just did our scene together. Had a couple of scenes, and then that was it. I went, all right. It's like the stuff I shot for The Waterboy, I'm all alone in the SportsCenter studio, and they just gave me stuff, and they said, all right, you're going to be an announcer, and you're going to have these lines. And then I would just do it to a person who was the camera person, and then there was a director and a sound person in there. That was it. I wasn't even on a movie set with Sandler. It was just, here it is. When I, you know, obviously when I did the Hootie and the Blowfish song, I Only Want to Be With You, it was Keith Olbermann and I. We were in the studio, and that was it. There was not much fanfare. Hootie and the Blowfish weren't there. It was just, hey, you guys got some lines? Record them. Yeah, Paulie.
When you did Basketball, did the two guys from South Park have a conversation with you about the tone of the movie beforehand? Because that's a very unique sports movie.
No, nothing. Never met them.
No, like, notes about, hey, this is snarky?
No, nothing. Huh. And then I didn't even know about a premiere. I don't think I got invited to the premiere. But Basketball. And occasionally you get some people who have seen it. It's a little far-fetched is what it is, Marvin. Yes, Marv.
We didn't get an invite to the Netflix quarterback premiere.
Well, we just have a little clip in there with Kirk D. Cousins. I don't think they had a premiere.
They actually did.
Oh, they did.
Oh, contrary to Montfrayer. They did.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, okay. Next time they want to use a clip from the show.
Boom.
No. The answer is no. Andy in Indiana. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Andy.
Hi. Thank you. Hang on.
Andy, what are you doing?
I'm hitting on the golf course. I just teed off. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, well, then go play golf. Go play golf.
I just hit a good tee shot, but I got a recommendation for the concert, if you'll take it. Hey. But first of all, Careless Whisper is not a jam. It's what you spoon to with your boyfriend in prison.
Wow. Thank you, Andy. I can't give you a mulligan. Albert in Chicago. Hi, Albert. What's on your mind?
It's Alberto, but it's okay. Anyway, just a quick question. We had two things. One, shout out.
It's Alberto, anyway, it's okay.
Whatever. All right. So I just want to give a shout out to Todd. And, like, dude, just, you know, if you assume a modicum of, like, of confidence. Now you threw me off, but you threw confidence it's, today it's, with the voice. You'd be all right.
It's modicum. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Albert.
Ah, tomato, tomato, Dan.
What did I call him?
Albert.
Okay. Alberto. So I didn't do the Alberto.
That was great.
You know, sometimes you shorten it up and it makes it sound like you're friendlier with somebody.
Al.
Yeah. Hey, Al. It's Alberto.
Hey, Pat. I said my name was Patrick.
Dude, I hate that.
Tim, yes. Tim in Akron. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Tim.
6'2". Hey, I've been listening, and you guys haven't given Fritzy the absolute most important information he needs. He needs...
Oh, what happened there? That could have been some kind of really helpful tool.
I don't know what happened to Tim.
What is going on here?
I told Marvin to bring him down.
Oh, no. Tim, wait, bring him back up. Tim, what's your advice to Fritzy?
Make sure that they only serve in plastic cups, because I've heard him sing, and if you have bottles, they hurt more.
Oh, he's expecting people to throw stuff.
Oh, nobody's throwing anything. Come on. This isn't a Cardi B concert.
I thought he was about to say something supportive and helpful and comforting.
Yes. Rick in South Carolina. Good morning, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, DP?
Hey, man.
So I was just going to use the kind of a sports analogy to maybe give so it'll set in with Fritzy on if you have a good first song.
All right.
If Dan got you on BP with the Astros and you cranked one out on the first one, would you hit another one or just walk off and that's it? Because if you bomb the next one, you're going to regret it.
All right, Todd.
The right answer is to walk it off because you're not going to do better than that. You already hit the home run.
Yes.
Go.
Yes. But what would you do?
Wow. If the first song goes really, really well.
No. If you hit a home run in batting practice with the Astros.
I would see if I can go back to back.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's my nature. Well, maybe I can hit it further the second one.
Todd doesn't read the room too well.
No, because people say like, oh, that was just a fluke thing. So, okay, I got to do it again, I guess. If I go back to back, it's not a fluke anymore.
But then if you don't, then it was a fluke.
True. That's why you got to bet on yourself sometimes.
Are you betting? Are you, Aaron Judge?
As of this moment, I'm planning on doing two songs. Unless I hear otherwise, I'm betting on myself. I won the bet, and as Seton said, and I think you guys kind of agreed, hey, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Why are you in a rush to leave the stage? Just do the two songs, unless Darius says, you know what, thank you.
Well, it's twice in a lifetime if you sing two songs.
But it's all in one night, on one stage, in one concert.
Once again, you do what you're comfortable with. I don't want to give you advice that may lead you down a road that maybe you can never get back.
Which could be a very poor decision, but then again, think of the content on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I had Welcome to the Big Show and Simply in Flago. So 39 seconds into Jock Jams, you'll hear me. And then 3 minutes and 10 seconds in, you'll hear me as well. My contribution to Jock Jam. And I think Dickie V is in there for awesome.
You guys are the hype men?
I don't know. Maybe Chris Berman is in there as well. He could go all the way. I don't know who else is in there.
Who let him out?
That was very good.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. little mix there. Cutting the record.
And I'm thinking of getting on stage with one of the encores, just to let you know, but I'd be just playing maybe the bongos or something like that tonight.
Okay? I think you should hold my hand the entire time I sing the Hall & Oates song.
But that's a Hootie song.
I'm just saying, for me, I would take comfort in that. If you want, and it's allowed,
No, it's, you said hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
No. No, it doesn't. I will say that every song you sing sounds the same.
It does.
So just, you know.
In the shower, it's not fantastic. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I'm telling you, when I'm naked and scrubbing up, it's quite.
Nobody needs to have that image.
But when I'm pretending, which I've been doing like endlessly over the last few weeks in the shower, pretending that I'm performing in the shower.
So is your wife.
Yeah.
Still pretending. She will be there with me tonight on the side of the stage.
And then when we get home, it could either be a cherry on top. Or it could be after that. I'm not coming anywhere near you.
Taking a break here.
Go for it, Todd. Just go for it. That's a big night.
I've never slept with a rock star, Todd.
See, that's right. It's a whole role-playing thing.
That's right. Keep that sequin jumpsuit handy.
There might not be an encore.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It'd be two songs, no encore at home, Todd.
No.
Good night, everybody.
I can still hold out hope.
How about hold out hope? Let's take a break. Men in Blazers star Roger Bennett will join us coming up here next on the Dan Patrick Show. Keeper's Heart is a truly new and unique style of whiskey that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. It's called Keeper's Heart. Made by one of the best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. There's probably five distillers in the world, and he's one of those five. So he leaves Ireland, their most famous whiskey company, to make Keeper's Heart here in the United States. Got a chance to meet him, loved him. He was great and great at what he does. Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. Nobody's ever done this before. A combo platter. And it's been award-winning. The 10-year single malt Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. So the world's best Irish whiskey. That's how good this stuff is. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Make sure that you ask for it. KeepersHeartWhiskey.com. Use the promo code Dan2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying.
flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
69 song. I wasn't going to do it because I thought you might go Elvis, but that was my song.
Yeah, but you didn't notice Elvis. You just found Elvis when the movie came out. You came in, you're like, oh, my God, Elvis, he's got great songs. I go,
I did find an old program from a long time ago because my parents went to see Elvis, and I remember as a kid, I didn't know, who is this guy in this outfit? So I was familiar with him when I was really little, but it was just kind of a picture book that they bought or whatever.
He's Roger Bennett. He is a co-founder of Men in Blazers Media Network. He's a big deal. Eva Longoria is the Men in Blazers guest on Twitch, kicking off at 4:45 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Wow, look at that. Eva Longoria. Hi, Rog.
Oh, Danny P., it's a joy to be with you. Can I just tell you, Paul Feinbaum, you had a photo of me and him side by side to promote this show. And I thought, oh, that looks handsome. It looks just like me, but he could be my son or me if I had a lot of work done. He's perfect.
Help me understand with these sports stars buying into British soccer clubs. What
I heard you've been offered one. I'm fascinated.
I kind of offered two of them.
Yeah. Why just have one go bankrupt on you when you can destroy two from afar?
Well, one was in France and one was in Italy.
Mm, God, Dan, you don't want to get mucked up in that Italian crap. Let me tell you, that is, you'll end up in the Pine Barrens season 3. Sopranos, before you know it, you'll be wondering, how did I get here?
What are these guys,
a lot of this.
What are you guys getting, these celebrities getting out of this? And then what do the clubs get out of Tom Brady buying in or J.J. Watt buying in?
Wow, J.J. Watt buying into Burnley. It's an incredible thing. He's been on our show a ton, J.J. I've watched his passion for this football. This gentleman who grew up in Wisconsin, hockey player, football player, you know, American sports lover, falling in love with the game of English football, now partnering with Burnley Football Club. First of all, it's incredible to witness that. You know, when you look at the long ball game of when I came to America in the early 90s, and the Congressman Kemp, who was the quarterback, was it for the Rams, walking around Congress when America was awarded the World Cup, saying, it's important for American children to know that football is where you rush with it and pass the ball with your hands, not where you kick it. One is American capitalism. The other is European socialism. How far we've come. And it is bloody joyous that we are open to the world's game. And JJ is a symbol of that. But what do the teams get with JJ Watt, with incredible Tom Brady? If Tom Brady's team ever plays JJ Watts, that will just be boom. The team I support, Everton Football Club, are so crap and so miserable, so dark, they'll probably end up getting Johnny Manziel buying into them or something. But what do they get? They get a mouthpiece, they get a platform, they get a chance. Right now, America is still, and this is, you know, Men in Blazers rise has been a testament to the fact that this football averse nation, which was to the game of football like space to Captain Kirk, the final frontier, we are falling in love with this sport. The biggest teams in the world, Barcelona, you know, Manchester United, even Wrexham, which we can talk about, which I'm fascinated by what Rob McElhenney, who's actually on our show today, we're just launching out on YouTube, and Ryan, putting, you know, taking Wrexham, using their speaker, they've made it a tiny, massive club. And what they get with Tom Brady or Leeds United, who essentially have the richest GoFundMe of owners. Now the 49ers are in, Jordan Spieth's in, Phelps is in, my mate Larry Nance is in, TJ McConnell. It's like a GoFundMe of very wealthy athletes have bought Leeds United. They get a mouthpiece to speak to that American audience, which is gold dust for these teams right now.
The Orlando City coach called the game against Messi and Inter Miami a circus because of the officiating. Are they going to give Messi special treatment?
Oh, man, I love it. The Orlando City coach is the only one who's actually beating the drum about that. No one gives a crap. What do we want? We want messy morsels. We want golden nuggets. Can we just say this man has arrived, this tiny man? He's a giant. Talk about billboards that are speaking to the entire world now, welded onto the American game. And we've got a World Cup coming, Danny P, 2026. We've got the biggest teams in the world salivating about playing here in the United States. And we have Lionel Messi, this little demigod, walking amongst us, scoring for fun. Yes, it's a bit like if LeBron decided, you know what? I fancy going to play basketball in London for a little bit. Oh, I just scored 120 points this game, 57 boards. I threw in a very healthy 37 assists. I didn't really break a sweat. But what he's doing is several times a game, scoring goals that make the football world's nipples go hard and saying, America, America, America. And that's, so forget the Orlando City thing. You and or the Orlando City coach are the only two people that have mentioned the officiating.
Okay, wait. Is Messi, though, maybe making a mockery of the MLS? Because here's a guy who's, what, 36 coming over here, and he's, you know, showcasing his talents. Does it make the league look inferior?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, right now, Messi is going to a supermarket and getting, I think it was Publix he went to. He brought some Lucky Charms in his shopping bag, Lucky Charms, the Breakfast of Champions. And that got Publix something like $3.7 million of free global advertising. Everything this man does, when he goes to the pasta restaurant that has a 3.5 rating on Yelp, but he goes there, it becomes almost like a transcendent holy site that thousands then flock to. Ultimately, there will be a point where it will become, it is in danger of becoming like my stupid LeBron in London analogy. We're not there yet, but it is incredible. He's playing with he gets assists, magical assists from this player called Robert Taylor, who's despite his name sounding like he's just been plucked from the streets of, hello, Cockles and Muscle, South London. He's actually from Finland. This man, if you look at his biography, has played in the anus of world football. He's played for Finnish teams I didn't even know existed, has washed up in Orlando. In Miami, and is now ditching incredible assists.
What happened to you? You're given nipples and anus here in a span of about 3 minutes here.
It's a Women's World Cup, Dan. I've been up since 2 a.m. every day for the past 2.5 weeks, while the Premier League teams have been flowing across our nation training, your Chelsea's, your Manchester United's, your Wrexham's. These are days of bountiful wonder for those who love football in this nation and just trying to keep up to it. I think it's turned me into a slightly dark figure. But I am excited for your show. I'm excited for Todd. Is he a Daryl Hall or is he a John Oates? That's what I can't get my head around in this moment.
Mm. Todd, are you a John Hall or Daryl?
Well, you got to have them together. They're a pair. If I had to pick one because he's the lead singer, I'd have to go with Hall.
So Daryl Hall, appeared John on our Oates. Show. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, are you Stockton or Malone is really what we're asking here.
No.
See, I think I shouldn't go there at all. Sorry, I'm taking that one back. I'm a John Oates. I think in life, it's the John Oates quiet, knowing your mustache is going to steal every photograph. I like that.
Okay.
I like that approach. But I am excited for you guys tonight.
How concerned should we be about our girls maybe bowing out?
Our women?
Yes.
Oh, for context, the United States trying to get a three-peat in the World Cup. They've gone back-to-back. They've never done less than the semi-final in this tournament. You know, we have Title IX here. It's a unique advantage, a built-in advantage. And this World Cup, it's been dark. It's been humbling. They've been unsyncopated. It's been a little bit like if you tuned in for The Last Dance, only to see Jordan and Pippen crash out in the first round, be swept in the first round of the playoffs. That's the possibility. They're in the they made the round of 16. They made the knockouts. They've yet to find their form. They are the most peerless team I've ever seen, athletically, mentally. This generation to generation tenacity, this generation to generation winning mentality. And we play Sweden 4:45 a.m., which I'm going to watch with Eva Longoria. Which could be for Eva Longoria, the football could be a challenge. Being with me could be definitely even worse. But it is a real possibility. But to flip it on its head.
Wait, how did you get Eva Longoria, though?
She loves football. She's the owner of Angel City in LA. She owns a Liga MX team. Going back to your original thing,
okay.
Eva Longoria is in it. She owns Nakaka, who I actually adore in Liga MX. She's proper football. You know, when England played America in the Men's World Cup, I watched it with Matthew McConaughey live on Twitch. People love watching along and watching people watching football. We're playing Sweden, who are very powerful, very good, very blonde. I mean, I prefer it. It almost feels like we're going to play like the whole of ABBA, on a football field. And the US so far has been like the New York Mets version of the US women. And I do believe, please God, before Sunday night, we will summon that tenacity of old, that mental ability that football, women's football has exploded, Dan. And in the past, we used to steamroller over all comers, but now people are bloody good. Morocco, Haiti. Jamaica.
Well, this goes back
to the stars.
This is the dream team. So basketball, what the dream team did to the world, that's what Women's World Cup team has done. You can use that if you want.
Dan, you're giving me gold. It is exactly that. It's ultimately a great thing for the game of basketball, global side of the game. It means that the days of America just automatically opening up a can of whoop-ass. And whatever happens in this World Cup, you know, Our footballers that we develop here are very athletic and mentally just unparalleled. But the European game, the African game now, you know, even Morocco have been the darling of this World Cup.
Have you had Messi on your show? Men in Blazers had Messi on the show.
Lionel Messi, he doesn't say a lot, Dan. Is there an American analogy to that athlete? The athlete who just says everything with his play, but really outside of commercials, I mean, you see Lionel Messi eating a lot of these on commercials. You see Lionel Messi drinking a lot of Pepsi, but verbally, he doesn't say a lot, and it's almost added to his deep, deep mystique.
Oh, okay. So the answer is no. It's a long-winded way of saying no. You haven't had Messi on Men in Blazers,
And he won't come on the DP show now. You're supporting the Orlando City manager.
That's the reason why I'm not getting Messi is because I'm backing the Orlando head coach.
Messi was like, oh my God, I just love the Dan Patrick show. You know, like Daryl Hannah learned English in Splash by watching daytime quiz games. Lionel Messi's no doubt been sharpening his English by watching the Dan Patrick show. He's like turning around to his wife, being like, Paul Feinbaum, he is demigod. and instead, he's like, oh, Todd Fritz, why is he not playing Your Kisses on My Lips? He's saying to his wife, like arguing about which Daryl Hall classics, what bangers Fritz is going to play tonight. Bangers. And now he just heard, and then he's like, oh my God, Dan Patrick and the Orlando City coach. He called his agent, said the interview with DP.
You strike me as a guy who was a big Wham fan.
I mean, if you don't appreciate the work of Wham, are you really alive? Where are we going with this? God, some of the Wham early stuff was just immense.
Careless Whisper.
Wham rap. When these guys broke out, just the two of them, just North London lads on television.
No, that wasn't good. No, that rap song was not good.
But it was amazing. We didn't know what a suntan was, which sun had not yet been invented in England when we saw them. And they were just like golden. They didn't wear a shirt, which is a dangerous game. Just leather jackets, no shirt, chest wig on television.
Hot.
I was like, oh my God. It's like, I haven't felt that like, oh my God, that's sexy since I saw that photo of Paul Feinbaum this morning.
Be on your best behavior with Eva Longoria.
I will. I do know that Messi's people are now got a vacant interview slot after they ditched you. So I'm like, I'm definitely on best behavior. I love the Lays. I love the Pepsi. I've got my Messi. Look right behind me. Actually, I've got Messi bottles of Bud because I know he adores the Bud as well as the Lucky Charms. So it will happen. But Danny P, we are living in incredible days for football.
Of course we are.
Even since I've been coming on your show.
And soccer. So both of them.
Yeah, by the way, can we just say, I've gone as a Chicago Bears fan from just bleak wandering in the desert for like 40 years to just a surging sense of, I almost feel sorry for other teams. We're going to be that dynastic now.
Are you lonely? I mean, you strike me as you're lonely.
You're on to me. Why'd you say that?
I don't know. You're surrounded by toys in a small room.
And the Chicago Bears, my prediction of dynastic Bears. Like, Dan, I've got to tell you, I am genuine. I feel, is it the Tracy Chapman album that's making you fear for me?
Tracy Chapman, yeah. She's getting another trip around.
Dan, I will tell you this. You can never be lonely when you're a sports fan because just the darkness of being a White Sox fan, a Chicago Bears fan, an Everton fan, now the US women slightly challenged. You learn that when something mildly good happens, you just celebrate that sense of meaning and that deep sense of connection to other fans and not waste a single second. So I'm probably one of the most joyous and upbeat human beings you will have on the show this year until you book Lionel Messi / Eva Longoria / John Oates. I will wear that mantle. But ultimately, it is. I watch sports, Dan, telling you more than you want to know.
Roger, I have to go. I know you're lonely.
And I didn't know we were talking to anybody else. I thought it was just you and me, Danny Ving.
We might not be talking to anybody else. We started out talking to people, but have fun this weekend. Men in Blazers.
Go, USA.
Okay. That's Roger Bennett, co-host of Men in Blazers. Eva Longoria is going to join the show coming up. They had 500,000 people watch the last match with them. Pretty good stuff. Take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, and why wouldn't you be? It's our streaming partner. The Traeger Grills are open for business. We're back after this. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow, and also your last piece of advice for Todd Fritz. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words, Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Marvin, are you ready?
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
I love that.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff. All righty. Last call for phone calls. We're going to play the Pac-12 game. I didn't know that we had a game, but Paulie says we have a Pac-12 game ready to be played here. Oh, we got some music for the Pac-12 game.
Never used before. Custom music for the Pac-12.
All right. Here we go.
When we come in on Monday morning, the Dan Patrick Show guys, when we come in Monday morning, does the Pac-12, assuming Arizona has left the Pac-12, as it seems inevitable, does the Pac-12 have even fewer members, like more than just Arizona leaves, the same, or do they actually add a couple teams this weekend? Do they lose more than Arizona, stand pat with what they have, or add teams? Sean, I'll go to you first.
I'm going to say they lose more.
All right. Todd?
Lose more.
Marvin?
Lose more.
I'm going to say lose more, too.
Dang.
I think they're going to lose Arizona and add two teams this weekend.
Okay.
What two teams?
Are they going to finally bring in San Diego State and SMU?
If I'm San Diego State, you've got a lot of bargaining power this weekend.
That balances it out nicely.
Okay. All righty.
That's the Pac-12 game.
The prediction for tonight, over under songs Darius sings before he brings on Todd Fritz. Now, you can also go off the board and say Darius does this before he starts his concert, where he goes, hey, everybody, oh, yeah, hi, you know, We're not getting started yet. I got to pay off a bet. Somebody from the Dan Patrick Show is going to sing two songs, and the band's going to help out. Now, you could say that happens, or I'm going to put the over-under at 5.5 songs before Fritzy comes out. Seton, I'll go to you.
I don't think Darius wants to stop down a set to do the Todd thing. So I think he's going to do it in between the opening act and Darius's set.
I don't think he wants to be upstaged, and then therefore you don't bring on Todd during his show, because then people are going to be obviously falling in love with Todd. Yes, Paul.
See, you're saying like a like an interlude, like the opening band goes, they rap, and Darius kind of walks out with maybe two other band members and plays with Todd solo?
I think he comes out on stage and the place is like, oh my God, what's Darius doing here? And he's like, hey, we got something special for you tonight. My buddy Todd Fritz is here. I lost a bet. We're going to play a couple songs for you. And then they're going to do the Todd thing. Darius and his bandmates are going to go away, and then they're going to start the actual concert.
Okay. Todd, what do you think will happen tonight?
I've always been under the impression that he would, I don't want to say get it out of the way, but it kind of is, have me do my thing before he gets rolling. But I agree with Seton. He's not going to stop in the middle, then do that, then get the energy back.
Now, Marvin, what do you think happens?
I think after two songs.
Oh,
I think
two.
I think he comes out, hits him with a couple of bangers. Hey, you know, real quick, like Fritzy said, kind of get it out of the way.
I don't think you want to interrupt the flow, though. You know, for your jam, I think you want to, how about we just get this out of the way and then we start the concert?
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah. Dale in Indiana. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
510-180.
All right.
I want to wish Todd the best of luck in his big moment tonight, and I have two quick pieces of advice. So, Todd, the drummer is your best friend, and to stay on the drummer's good side, do not ever clap on beats 1 and 3. Only clap on beats 2 and 4. And lastly, but most importantly, take some time today before you go on to listen to your tribute to Olivia Newton-John, Quizzical. Yeah. And do the exact opposite of that.
That's extremely
That's well done, good Dale. Advice. Thank you. Got some good advice there. That's real advice there.
It makes good sports radio conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally. Make sure you know what you're talking about, or get embarrassed on radio and TV. Let's get quizzical.
So brutal.
Quizzical. I want.
But do you hear how offbeat you are?
Very much so.
You're not even close.
In the moment, I thought I was rocking it, though.
You were not. You're not. Yes, Seton.
So there's a funny sort of backstory to the recording of that, where Todd did a few takes. Mm-hmm. And after the first take, the big German was... he's out of the room in the control room, but he was talking to the people in here where he was like, guys, he can't do, he's got to be able to hear the music. He's obviously singing without being able to hear the music. We're never going to be able to record this the right way. And we had to inform him that no, Todd was in fact listening to the music. He was just choosing to not hear it.
Slightly offbeat.
Choosing to blow right through what the existing song was.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Can we just play that again? It might be better.
Okay.
1956, William Herz became the first person to ride a motorcycle over 200 miles per hour, clocked at 210. In 1984, Carl Lewis won the first goal of his gold medals at the LA Olympics. He dominated. And a sad one, 1986, the USFL called off its 1986 season after winning, air quotes, their lawsuit.
1993, on this day, on this night, Robin Ventura decides to go to the mound, and Nolan Ryan is...
Noogies.
Noogies. I had somebody say, yeah, he went out and Ryan gave him a nookie. And I go, no, it's noogies, not nookies. I don't know.
Completely different thing.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Sterling Sharp should be seen as the Terrell Davis of wide receivers. Even without a ring, Sterling deserves Hall of Fame nod.
Seton O'Connor.
The challenge yourself mentally. Part of that song is underappreciated.
Marvin.
Roger Bennett is lonely.
Paulie.
Tonight's going to be a scene, man.
What We Learned, brought to you by Kings Hawaiian, sliding into the weekend, brought to you by our partners, Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together, friends and family, and make this Sunday, every Sunday, Slider Sunday. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support and advice for Todd. We'll recap Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.